Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday morning, Monday, October the 10th, 2022, 10-10-22, 13 minutes past the hour, 45 degrees and hazy skies here in Marion. And we want to thank our mystery guest, who I have been touting for quite some time, former head coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes, current president of Youngstown University, Coach Jim Tressel, who was on last hour for 30 minutes. I hope you did get to hear that. As I said, I think it goes without saying, 99% of the people listening to this program probably know who he is. I would imagine 99% of the people listening to this program probably like Jim Tressel. And the connection to me that I was talking about was he had appeared on this show one other time. And now, this probably goes way back to 2014 or 2015. So it's been a while since he's been on, so we were glad to have the coach back on. And I thank him for having candor in that discussion. Talk about why he's leaving. Will he ever coach again? Would he ever run for public office? Because that's been touted around who he likes as far as the governor's race goes here in Ohio. Talked a little bit about the Senate race, went back to 2011 and relived a little bit the situation that he went through. Very tough situation, which led to his resignation from Ohio State. So I hope you enjoyed the interview. Does anybody have any thoughts? 740-751-4038. Thoughts on Jim Tressel, Coach Tressel, coming on this morning. Now, you find me any other radio station in any form or fashion in the world that had Jim Tressel on this morning. And we thank him for doing us that honor. The guests have to say yes to come on, to have them on. 740-751-4038. Well, I'm back to wondering if... Oh, by the way, I have not gotten a chance to eat my cookies yet. Because I got these two free cookies at McDonald's this morning. And again, I tried to turn them down. The lady handed them to me in the window and said, they're free. Here they are for you. And I said, well, I didn't order the cookies. And come to find out, I did not pay for the cookies. So I feel bad about the whole thing. But I have not eaten the cookies yet. Because I came in and started doing the show this morning. And I did not want to have a cookie in my mouth while I was talking to Coach Tressel. Also, for some reason, I've had a little frog. I've had a little frog in my throat here this morning for whatever reason. So there you go. 740-751-4038. Well, see, here I'm back to square one, wondering if Judy got her fire stick hooked up. I hope she did on Friday. As I was saying, in hour number one, Judy was working on getting her Fire Stick hooked up so she could listen to this program every day. And when we left her on Friday, her son was just getting up and he was going to look into making it work for her. I think he had downloaded the TuneIn app, but I don't know if he had gotten the thing working fully. So Judy, if you're out there listening, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. Let us know if you are out there listening this morning. Now, I also said on Friday night, because we did not do a show, I got a call from Lee, who we were trying to reach last week. So I thought maybe here we would try to give Lee a call, since now I do have his phone number. Let me see if I can pull up Lee's phone number here. Okay. You know what I'm going to do this time? I'm actually going to write it down, and that way I will have it here should I ever want to call it again. All right. And again, the phone lines are open for you, the listening audience out there, 740-751-4038. Did any of you find anything that Coach Tressel had to say interesting? Was there anything in that interview that made you think anything in regard to Coach Tressel? I don't know. I thought he was very fascinating. And he had a candor this morning in which he answered the questions that we asked him to. And that's important. That's what you want in a guest. All right. Let's see if we can try to get Lee on the phone here. Hopefully, this will work this morning. Don't want him to think I'm not returning the phone call. 19 minutes past the hour here. Ringing on the air.
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message.
We'll leave a message. Hey, Lee, it's Scott. I got your message on Friday night. Sorry, we did not do the show live last Friday. Hopefully, we'll be back this Friday, but it's about 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. If you want to give me a call back before 10, I'll be on the air here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Hope all is well with you. Give us a call, and we can have a little chat. Thanks, Lee. Bye-bye. All right. Now we have checked in with Lee, and I also have his phone number written down here, so we shall not have that trouble again. Now, do you think we should check on Judy and see if she got her Fire Stick working? You know, I should have written Judy's number down, too. I believe I have Judy's number, though, here. She had quite a few things going on. She was trying to get a hold of the Marion Star, get a petition working. All kinds of stuff going on with Judy here. Okay, let's see if we can give Judy here a call this morning. All right. This is kind of like a phone tree program this morning. And I'm still not into my chocolate chip cookies here. Here we go. So now I've got both their numbers down. So from time to time, we can check in with past guests of this program. Judy and Lee. I think we're going two for two here this morning. Maybe everybody's sleeping in on Monday morning.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Judy Summers
is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hey, Judy, it's Scott over at WGH. Just wondering if you got your TuneIn app working. I'm on the air this morning till 10 o'clock. If you get this before 10 o'clock, give me a buzz back. 740-751-4038. It's about 22 minutes after 9 right now. Remember, you just download the TuneIn app on your Fire Stick and you search WWGH, and that's how you listen. So hopefully you were able to get that done and you're able to hear us now, and we'll hear from you soon. 740-751-4038. Hopefully all is well with you. All right, now we have checked in. But well, we've done the morning check-in. You remember on the Waltons where at night they used to say goodnight to everybody? Good night, John Boy. Good night, Mary Ellen. Good night, you know, such and such. I feel that's what we're doing here now. In the morning, we come in and we make sure everybody is accounted for, I guess is what we'd say. All right, now you out there in the listening audience, if you have anything to say, you can give me a call. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody have anything to say out there about the Jim Tressel interview or anything else going on in our world this past weekend? Speaking of Ohio State, because of the Jim Tressel interview, they did very well over the weekend. You know, there's not a whole lot of news this morning, to be honest with you. Not a whole lot. I was looking online at the Marion Star this morning, and really, there's not a whole lot to talk about. A lot of the news today in the Marion Star, or at least on the online version, seems to be national news. Ohio launches election integrity unit despite rare voter fraud. Well, I think that's a statewide story. Apparently, the restaurant, Marion County restaurant inspections are in today. Let's see here. Isaac Dillon is, Elgin's Isaac Dillon is Fayette Bank Award winner for his golf season. Family Life Church is renovating and expanding as their ministry grows. Those seems to be the headlines from here in Marion on this Monday morning. All right. 740-751-4038. Let's see. Did I get everything in this morning? Well, I haven't got an answer on the fruitcakes. I said I had an announcement in regard to the fruitcake toss, and I have not got the email back yet, in which apparently is going to explain what's going on this December, this holiday season, I should say, as far as fruitcakes in Marion here go. But as soon as I hear back, I will pass along the information, but I have not gotten the email back as of yet. So as soon as that happens, I will fill you in. I mean, I'm sure we'll have the fruitcake toss, but it just seems as if there might be something different going on this year in Marion when it comes to fruitcakes. But we don't know yet as that season approaches. Can you believe we're already 10 days into the month of October? Isn't that nuts? That is amazing to me that we're rifling through this month. Oh, and, you know, I do want to bring this up, and I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on it this morning, but just give you a little update, because people seem to be interested in what's going on here from day to day. And for all of you who tuned in last week, the situation with Abby did not go very well last week. What happened was you know, 2 weeks ago, we had the push-up competition, and I'm not even going to bring up what happened in the push-up competition, because apparently that's where a lot of this anger comes from. And again, she doesn't like me to say anger, so maybe she's not listening this morning, and she's not hearing me say anger. I haven't heard anything from her, so it's a good possibility that she might not be listening. But I know she doesn't like me to say anger, but as I talked with Linda on Friday about this, the actions and the words did not seem to match. But in any event, so there was a little discrepancy, let's say that, in did she complete the competition, did she not complete the competition 2 Fridays ago. So in any event, last week I offered her to call into the show on Monday and Tuesday and explain what had happened. She would not do that. I offered her to come in on Friday. She was not able to do that. I talked with Linda about it, and essentially, I don't know the situation. And again, I just want to say that certainly whatever happened 2 Fridays ago was not preconceived, because I did not even know what she was going to do before she did it, the push-ups. So that the idea of that being preconceived is not true. And number two, I'm even willing to say that maybe the count was a little fast, maybe the time went a little fast because I was keeping track of the clock and I was also keeping track of the push-ups. So I'll even be willing to say that maybe it did go by faster than it should. I don't know. So that's where we are with that. But what we learned last week, so the little update on this is, what we learned last week was that she did not come in on Friday. Now, that could have just been a scheduling conflict. I don't know, but I made the offer to her on Friday. I said, you can come in, explain what you think happened, and why I'm in the wrong here. I'll give you 5 minutes. I won't say anything. And then I also said, we will have a real competition. Linda will be here to witness it. We'll have a real competition. We'll get this out of the way, and all will be forgotten, and everybody will be happy, and everybody will live happily ever after. Well, we did not get a chance to do that Friday because of the, and again, the only word I can think to use is anger, and maybe that's why I'm using it, because I don't know any other word for it when you won't call or you won't show up for the Friday show. Because at one point she did say, I'm not coming back on the show until you admit that I did succeed with the competition. Which, again, is everybody's prerogative. You can't force people to do things they don't want to do. So anyway, that's where that all ended up. But it was interesting because in the conversation with Linda on Friday, Linda did feel that there might have been a little anger there in those statements. And again, I think I told the story pretty on the mark as to how it did happen. But isn't it interesting how we ended up with a little bit of drama here? Over this. Oh, this is interesting. We got a story here. I did not see this pop up about the Gord Show in Mount Gilead. It says, I have a story about the Gord Show. Now, this is from Jeannie Evers, Charlie's wife, who's out there listening. Have a story about the Gord Show. Charlie and I were living in Marion and had two donkeys, Clyde and Eeyore, staying at my sister's farm. Charlie, Kathy, and I were going to the Gord Show in Mount Gilead, noticed a house for sale. On our way home, we stopped and looked around the old empty house. Charlie contacted Matt Rock, the realtor, so in November 1975, the day before Thanksgiving, we moved into the house on Route 95 in Clarendon. From that year on, we were involved with the Gord Show. Our daughter, Kathy, was a Gord Queen 2 years in a row, attending several festivals, as queens do. Several stories and pictures were in the Marion Star. The Gord Show was advertised as a free Gord Show, but over the years, they started to change, and then I think the Gord Show moved to another town, and I think now the Gord Show is being held in Delaware. So there's a little personal memory of the Gord Show. Thanks, Jeannie. I appreciate that. That's a nice memory to look back on the days of the Gord Show in Mount Gilead, and apparently it was a seminal event there for Jeannie and Charlie Evers. Apparently coming back from the Gord Show, saw the house that they eventually moved into and lived for many, many years out in the Clarendon area. And also Kathy, Charlie's daughter, was a Gord Queen. See? I wonder, well, I guess the Gord Show maybe is in Delaware. Does anybody know anything about the Gord Show now? Did it end up in Delaware? Do they still have Gord Queens and all the things that they used to do? Give me a buzz if you know anything about this. 740-751-4038. Well, there, that bug in my throat. Or what, frog. The frog in my throat about came back up there. 740-751-4038. Well, I like personal remembrances like that. And I appreciate Jeannie for sending that in this morning. About the Gord Show. All right. So does anybody know anything else about the Gord Show? Or anything else in general this morning? But that's where it sits with Abby at this point. I said on Friday, I think she's got her nose a little out of joint. Now, that is not a bad thing to say. I'm not saying that she's bad or a bad person or anything like that. I just think she got her nose out of joint about that whole thing a couple Fridays ago, and it wasn't a big deal. I don't think anybody thought she was bad in that particular situation. And again, I'm willing to admit if I have any fault in this. You know, if I was better at keeping people's phone numbers, I would call her and I would leave her, because she probably would not answer the phone at this point. I would call her and I would leave her a message and I would say, listen, Abby, I'm sorry your nose is out of joint for the whole episode a couple Fridays ago. Let's let bygones be bygones, patch this up, and move on forward. Because communication is the key to everything. You got to have good communication. If she was here right now, I would offer her one of these chocolate chip cookies that I got at McDonald's this morning, which I have not had a chance to break into yet. 47 degrees and hazy skies here in Marion on this Monday morning. Oh, well, this is interesting. We're getting a little update here from Abby. Well, she is listening. And, you know, this is one of the things I like about her, I have to say, is that she does listen. So I appreciate that. She said, my nose isn't out of joint. You didn't tell the truth. I'm not mad, and I was out of town on Friday. Oh, good. Well, hopefully she will come back then on a Friday, and we'll just straighten this all out. Because, as I said last Friday, here is what would happen. There would be a competition. It would be no longer like counting or any of that. We would just have a straight competition, winner win, loser lose, put it in the books, and move on to another thing that's not so heavily dramatic. And again, the only reason I'm saying... she's busy. I understand she's busy over there today, and sometimes she can just listen. I understand that. But here's why I'm saying her nose is out of joint. Because, you know, there were two opportunities last week to call in, and she did not do either one of them. And as I say, I know she's at work and busy from time to time, so I know she can't call in every day, so that's understandable. And, I just think we got... here's the whole thing. And I wish her and I could actually have a conversation about this. Because she keeps saying she's not angry and her nose is out of joint. And she went out of town last weekend. Okay, that's a good enough answer. Well, she went out of town. Well, hopefully she'll be in town. And we can get this thing moving and have fun with it and wrap it up and then have a good time. Linda missed her last Friday. Linda was hoping she'd be able to come in. But... No. I'm not saying her nose, she's angry now because I'm saying her nose is out of joint. I just don't know how to say it any other way. Because when I say she's angry, she doesn't like it. And when I say she's worried about looking bad, she doesn't like it. And so now I'm saying her nose is out of joint. Well, she doesn't like that either. But all I'm saying is there's got to be a little hostility here because... I would think somebody would call in or would come in if there wasn't an issue. All right, go ahead, caller.
It's me, Scott.
Oh, Judy, how are you?
Well, pretty good. I'm hanging in there. He hasn't got that up yet. He says when he gets in there, that WWGH, he can't find anything to... so when he gets up today, I'll have him to try again.
Yeah, and you sure he got the right one, the TuneIn app?
That's what I gave him. I wrote it down again, TuneIn app and WWGH, but before I had put the numbers.
Yeah,
and stuff,
yeah.
But, at things, and I never heard from that Sophia, so I gave her another call because I listened to my messages. I just listened, and she hasn't called me, so I left another message and stuff, and then my daughter, she's going to try to get that to me tomorrow, and then... we can go from there when I get that.
Well, that sounds good. And hopefully he will be able to get it done so you can listen in the mornings, because this morning we had Jim Tressel on.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, that was fun. We had him on from 8:30 to 9 this morning.
Oh, yeah, because I missed that. But I've got so much stuff to do before winter and stuff. I don't know how I'm going to get it done. But if she gets that to me tomorrow and then it looks okay and stuff, where are you, at the radio station or home or where?
Yeah, I'm home, but I'll be at the radio station on Friday all day.
Well, I want you to look at it before then.
Oh, okay. Well, I might be there earlier this week. I'll let you know. When you get it, call me and let me know, and then I'll go over there one day earlier this week.
Okay, because I don't know if she's going to type it up or if I'm going to write it. It might be better if she can type it up or whatever.
Hey, Judy, I got a question for you. Now, do you remember when we used to have Abby on the show here, Abby and Michelle?
Abby and Michelle.
Yeah, you remember when the girls used to come in, Abby?
Yeah, there were two girls of a day or something.
Yeah. Well, here's what happened, because I know you haven't been able to listen. But this is what happened. Now, and I just wanted your opinion on this, because I was talking about it before you called in, and I thought, well, let's get somebody's opinion on this. Here's what happened. I invited Abby in like 2 weeks ago, and we were going to do a competition. Because Abby said that she was strong, which that's fine. So we decided to do a push-up contest two Fridays ago. And the deal was that she had to do 20 push-ups in 1 minute. And she got down to do them, and I counted 17 in a minute. And I thought that was pretty good. Now, she feels she got to 20. Now, maybe I read the clock wrong, maybe I counted wrong, I don't know. But in any event, last week she said you sped up the clock, you did not do what you were supposed to do, you just don't want me to win, so on and so forth. And she said, I'm not calling back in until you admit that that I did win this competition. And I'm not coming back in until you admit that I won this competition. And I said, you know, I may have fault, but to me that all sounds a little angry. So, I mean, we're apparently at odds here, and I'm trying to smooth this thing over. What do you think?
Well, how many did Michelle do?
Well, Michelle wasn't there that day, so it was just Abby who did them. And I give her credit for getting down on the floor in the studio to do them.
Well, have Michelle to do them, and if she doesn't get 20 and gets less than 17, you have no problem.
Well, I don't know.
Abby wins.
Well, I think Abby's angry because she thinks she did get to 20, and I'm saying she got to 17, and I think that's where, but she doesn't want me to say she's angry. Every time I say she's angry, she says, don't say I'm angry. But doesn't that sound angry?
Well, yes, but I mean, if it's a contest and Michelle hasn't done them yet, even if Michelle can't do even 17, well, there's no problem. Abby wins.
Well, I think it was a competition between her and I didn't do anything. Abby and I, because Michelle was not there that day.
I thought you said Abby and Michelle had to do it.
It was just Abby there that day because Michelle's been out, but it was between her and I admit I did not do any push-ups that day, so it wasn't really a competition that way, which is why I've invited her back, and I've said, listen, come in on Friday, and we will have just a flat-out competition, nothing timed, we're not going to count anything, it'll just be a competition, there'll be a winner and a loser, and that'll be that. And then she didn't show up last Friday, but I'm learning now she was out of town, so I can't blame her for that. But it just sounded a little angry last week.
Yes, well, if you didn't do them, I guess she won. But if you're going to have it again, and whoever, I guess, wins that time, maybe you should have somebody else do the counting.
Well, that's right. And maybe we'll go in that direction. Linda was going to be there last Friday, so I thought we were good having Linda there. But then Abby went out of town, so we didn't get that done. But I've just said her nose is a little out of joint over this, which I feel bad about, because I don't want anybody's nose out of joint. But I don't know. To me, when somebody says they're not going to call in and come in, seems to me they got a little anger.
Yeah.
They got a little burr under their saddle.
Yes. But what do they win now?
Well, I think she has to buy me lunch.
Oh, okay.
And not one of those cheap lunches either. Like a real, honest-to-goodness lunch.
Well, but if you didn't do them that day, doesn't she win?
Well, I don't think she ever expected me to do them, because it was just, can she get to 20 in a minute? Was the bet.
Okay, I thought that Michelle and Abby, they had to see which could do the 20 or something in the time.
Well, there might have been a misunderstanding there, too. You know, I'm not saying there wasn't, but my understanding of it was, could she get to 20 in a minute? And my count was 17. But again, I'm saying I was counting and I was watching the clock, so there's quite a possibility that the clock might have went faster than it should have because I was trying to do both jobs.
Yeah, because I think when people do those, they count.
Right, but don't you think it's fair of me to invite her back in to fix this?
Yes.
And have a
invite her back in, and if Michelle's not going to do them and you are, can you do 20?
Well, I don't know. You know, I guess we'd have to see. But what I'm saying, I because last week was a little dramatic with it, because she wouldn't call, she wouldn't come in, she did not like me saying she was angry. There just seemed to be a lot of drama involved with it.
Yeah.
And heaven knows we don't need any drama.
No.
So,
are other people listening on the far stick?
Did other people,
I don't know, call in or whatever and stuff? Well, when he gets up today, I'll have him see if he can do it, and then maybe somebody with the far stick, maybe he's not doing something right.
Yeah, it's just the TuneIn app and then search WWGH, because I know people are listening on their TuneIn app, so if he's able to do that, if you get it on, give us a call tomorrow morning.
I will, because he said that he can't, after, I guess, that WWGH, he can't go anywhere. So I'll have him to, what do you do, just hit search or something and do it?
Yeah, when you download the TuneIn app, it's a free app, and it's green, and it'll be there on your Fire Stick, and then you just open it up, and there should be a search bar, and you search WWGH, and it should come right up.
Okay.
All right.
I'll give it another try.
Sounds good. Thanks, Judy.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, we're working on that. We're going to get Judy in good shape here. Now, Abby's definitely having a busy morning at her job. Now, I'm not going to say what she's doing. She told me what she's doing over there, but I can see why that would be a busy morning. But again, not trying to make fun of anybody here. Not trying to purposely say that anybody's angry or upset or any of this. It just sounded like there was a little bit of anger because of the situation last week. Now, hopefully, best case scenario, she'll come in this Friday. We'll have the competition, which apparently we did not have the last time. We'll dust this right under the rug, and then we'll be on to new and happy things. I don't know if she's still listening or not. 47 minutes past the hour. Hopefully she heard the Jim Tressel interview this morning. I thought there was a lot of insight in that particular interview. All right. Give me a buzz if you're out there listening. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, I want to thank Jeannie for sharing the Gord Show memories with us this morning of her and Charlie and their daughter, Kathy. I enjoy things like that. I enjoy good memories and things that happened in the past. But I do have to stick to my guns on the idea that I do believe Abby's nose is out of joint. I think it's getting less out of joint as time goes by. You know what they say, time heals all? I think it's getting less out of joint, but I think it's still a little out of joint. So hopefully we hear from her, and then that'll solidify Friday, and we'll learn why her nose was out of joint. What really got her nose out of joint? Because to be honest with you, I'm still not really sure. I mean, I can't imagine that me saying that she did 17 instead of 20 really ticked her off that badly. Because that's only three short. I mean, three short is not bad at all. I don't think. Does anybody agree with me on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. We can certainly discuss it here on WGH Talk. Our kind of ongoing drama here. In the midst of the interviews and the other things that we're doing. You know, it'll be interesting if we ever touch base with Lee and we can have a confab with him, because he used to like when Abby and Michelle would come in. He might side with them. I have no idea. But it'd be interesting to get his take on this, on how this is all shaken out over the past couple weeks. Ah, boy, oh boy. What do we got? 10 minutes left in the show here today, 49 minutes past the hour. You know, we did have a family feud category a few weeks ago that we never really, I don't think we ever got an answer on this. Name things you would post on social media. Heaven knows everybody's out there posting on social media these days. There are five answers. Does anybody even have the slightest guess at this point? Name something you would post on social media. Five answers. We don't have any of them yet, but we certainly would love to hear maybe one or two of these answers. There are no wrong answers at this point because we don't have any right answers. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name things you would post on social media. Well, I can just scroll right down through Facebook here and pretty much see things that people are posting on social media. Left, right, and sideways. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have any idea something you would post on social media? Or again, if you have an opinion on the Jim Tressel interview from hour number one this morning, you can share that. Has anybody had any good events today, like I had with the McDonald's cookies this morning? Can you hear them? I still have not gotten a chance to eat either one of them. Now, they have gone cold now, but I bet they're still good. They are hard, so I guess I don't know if they were soft to begin with or not. Did you hear that McDonald's now has Happy Meals? The old Happy Meals with the kids' tubs for Halloween again. That's kind of a nice thing. I think that's good. No guesses this morning, huh? Name things you would post on social media. Well, you know, maybe our audience is not really a social media posting audience. Everything on this list, though, to be honest with you, I have seen on social media. They're kind of the staples of social media. Five answers. Name things you would post on social media. Does anybody have a guess? 740-751-4038. And one more thing I want to say here. Here's how this has turned into a no-win situation for me when it comes to competition with Abby. Because if I say she's angry, she tells me not to say she's angry. But then if I say her nose is out of joint, she says I'm trying to make her look bad, which I'm not. So no matter what I say at this point, I'm really kind of up the crick. You know, have you ever been in one of those lose-lose situations? That's why I hope we can just settle this thing out on Friday. Everything will be hunky-dory, and we'll get a winner, we'll get a loser, and somebody will have to buy somebody lunch. Now, I would like to, I don't know that she... Now, she has bought me things in the past, but I don't know if she's ever bought lunch. you know, like a real lunch. I mean, she's bought things like pretzels and pop, which I certainly enjoy. But I don't know if she's ever done anything like a lunch. Where do you think the lunch should be from? Is there a place that's just a very good lunch spot here in Marion? You know what? What's that old saying? To the victor go the something, and to the loser go the spoil? How does that saying go? I don't know. To the victor goes something. Well, again, I do want to thank the people in Mount Gilead for inviting me over to the Harvest Happenings craft show last week. That was a lot of fun. A lot of vendors, and hopefully now that they don't have the Gourd show over in Mount Gilead, they'll be able to continue on with this new event, which I think should and will do very well. That is always a positive, when you get something new started. Although, it's very difficult to start something new. It's tough to go against the grain and try to get things up and running and get people there. That is not an easy challenge. So I commend the people over in Mount Gilead for getting this up and running and doing what they're doing. You know, I think the play... I forget what the name of the play was, but I think there was a play at the Palace this past weekend. I heard it went well. I did not get a chance to get over and see it, but from what I heard, it did go well. So, hope everybody at the Palace had a great weekend. Hope the kids had a good time who were in the show. Why can I not remember the name of the show? Did anybody go see the show at the Palace this past weekend? Or remember the name of it? If you do, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I think they did three shows. I think they had one, what was it, Saturday night? And maybe two on Sunday? I don't think they did one on Friday. I think that would have been in direct competition with like the football Friday night games and things like that. That would have been difficult. But I think they did two, maybe one on Saturday, two on Sunday. Gosh, what was the name of that show? I think it began with an M. But other than that, I really don't remember the name. Oh, by the way, Sarah, if you're out there listening, you ought to have the Judys call in tomorrow. I don't know if we have any guests booked tomorrow, but we'd like to hear from Judy Smith and Judy Cressup. We haven't heard from them in a while. Be nice to check in with them, see how they're doing. Hopefully, maybe we'll hear from Lee tomorrow. We heard from Judy Summers today, and hopefully that situation is getting better to where she will have her tune-in app, her Fire Stick, up and running very soon. And I know we have our regular listeners out there listening all the time, Trish and Ryan and... the Pina Grigio couple, and of course Sarah, and you know, we appreciate that you're out there with us every morning. And I know there's a swath of people who don't, Jeannie Evers obviously out there listening, but there's a swath of people who never call in who do listen, because I run into them in the stores, and it's always nice to hear what they think of the show and what they like and what they don't like and so on and so forth. 57. Oh, and Mary. Oh, here we go. Mary is saving me this morning. Mary, the proverb is expressed in various ways. To the victor goes the spoils, the victor gets the spoils, etc. The phrase "to the victor belong the spoils" was coined by the American Senator William L. Marcy from New York in 1832. Well, what in the world does that mean? To the victor go the spoils. See, I thought, well, I guess the loser doesn't get anything. To the victor go the spoils. I guess there are two ways to say it. To the victor gets the spoils, or to the victor go the spoils. or the victor belong the spoils? Well, we can thank William L. Marcy, the senator from New York in 1832. I wonder if he was talking about, you know, it's a tough job. So even though he was the victor, he was going to have to do a tough job. So that was the spoils. I don't know. That's an interesting saying. But I appreciate it, Mary, for sending us that information. And, of course, Mary, one of our regulars out there who we hear from time to time. To the victor goes the spoils, or gets the spoils. Well, that is the case in many cases. That when you win, sometimes that's not always the best thing, because it ruffles other people's feathers and gets their noses out of joint. Which I certainly have seen. Although, just to be fair, it was not a competition a couple Fridays ago. Hope you enjoyed Jim Tressel this morning. Remember, you can always listen to this station live on the internet, WWGH1071.com, or download the TuneIn app. It's absolutely free on any mobile device, and search WWGH. Oh, and Chip is out there listening. He's one of our regulars. How could I forget old Chip, the headbagger out at Kroger South, Tuesday and Thursday night. All right, we're done. Make it a great Monday. For this Monday, this is Scott Spears heading for the Duck.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. The talking place for 107-year-old viral video sensation Virginia McLaurin on meeting President and Mrs. Barack Obama.
You said now you'd be able to die happy. Why did that mean so much?
Well, you see, I'm 106, and this is my wish. Always wish that would happen. They wish I would have a part of it, and I could go to heaven and tell my Lord about it.
We can never know this.